It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coal phase with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Kalani.
South Africa stands to benefit now from its strong position in vanadium, which is being developed to store electricity. Tell us about this.
South Africa at one stage was the biggest miner of vanadium. We do that out at Highveld Steel and Vanadium. And the good news now coming out of China is that China wants to develop vanadium flow batteries, and it wants to do that to store electricity. Now, we notoriously waste electricity. We don't do much storing of electricity. That's why at night we've been trying to have the Drakensberg water scheme so that when no one is using the electricity, we use it to pump the water up the mountain. And then when the demand comes, we let it go down the mountain and generate the electricity. So batteries have been looked at, you know, for a long time. But those hydro schemes are few and far between and they're expensive. And at the moment, I think our storage in the world is only about 1,000 megawatts or something like that. So it's very small. So China is looking, and this is a phenomenal number. I mean, initially China gave the impression that they would look to store renewable energy. In other words, that when the wind didn't blow, they'd have energy because they would have stored it while the wind was blowing. And when the sun was shining, they would have stored it so that they can have it when it's not shining, etc. So people were working on a storage type of business that would have been related to renewal. But the Chinese are shaking their heads with this new test facility they just put in December. They're testing three types of storage facilities. And they're saying, no, we're looking at storing 10% of all the electricity that we generate. Base load, the total picture, which, you know, people are now saying this, if this happens in the next 7 years, as the Chinese are planning, it gives birth to $1 trillion plus industry. And so people are having to move fast now to try and see how they can add to this. We know that the Americans are also looking at a lot of storage of electricity. And I mean, even last year, this time, Barack Obama, when he was introduced to this vanadium flow battery, he said, hey, that's one of the coolest things I've ever looked at. You know? So, I mean, everybody is starting to consider the storage of energy. And South Africa is very well placed. We already got the platinum, as we've been discussing here, that can work on the fuel cells. This is also a type of fuel cell, vanadium, also a type of catalyst. And perhaps this park that they want to establish, the government, they're looking at some sort of Silicon Valley of platinum. You know, perhaps they could include other metals and minerals like vanadium, because after all, Silicon Valley doesn't really apply to silicon. It's all high-tech stuff.
Just staying with matters surrounding energy, for instance, the US government is now offering South Africa free insights into the money-making shale gas business.
Yeah, and this is the second part of the dialogue with the US. It began in Washington last year when the energy bodies of South Africa and the US had a dialogue. Yeah. And now it's continued this month in South Africa. And the Americans are saying, look, we have gone through the whole know-how process of shale gas. You know, we're a developed economy. We know the sort of environmental safeguards that are needed. We know the health standard, etc. You've got shale gas in the crew. We understand that the environmentalists are upset and they are stopping the process at the moment. We don't want to interfere with that. But as a Department of Energy, we have now got a whole lot of know-how and recommendations how to overcome these environmental issues, etc. And we're prepared to share those with you. Now, this is something that I think South Africa should take up, because when you see a developed world country like America going from zero to hero in shale gas, I mean, in 12 years. I mean, at the turn of the century, there was hardly any shale gas because there wasn't the technology to do it. With the technological breakthrough, we had the fracking, of course, and America is now about 30% of its natural gas comes from shale gas. So you can see a tremendous potential. We're sitting in the Karoo, they're talking about one of the biggest deposits of shale gas, possibly 485 trillion cubic feet that has to be firmed up, etc. And now we've got this helping hand saying, look, let us give you a start on this, because we've gone through the process already and we know how valuable this is, and we're already starting to export shale gas. So it's a miracle story. Could make a lot of money for South Africa. And of course, we also have to satisfy the environmental imperatives, and hopefully with the help of the Department of Energy of the United States, we could do so painlessly.
Now, for a bit of a sad story, really, after less than 2 years, South Africa's one and only orbiting satellite has been declared dead, and the space mission is now being wound up.
That's right. You know, it was a short-lived Sambandila sat. Its orbits were smacked by a burst of solar radiation in mid-year last year. And of course, they've been trying to make contact with it, but fruitlessly. And now they've decided that, you know, they must just give up on that space mission. So that space mission information is being wound up. Of course, people are starting to ask, how much did it cost you? Initially, we were told that, that satellite was a very cheap 11 million rand. Well, of course, it came out of the private sector. We've had SunSat, which was a private sector satellite that went up in the 90s, and that was developed by Stellenbosch University. So when it came to the new SunSat business being set up, they also developed and designed this satellite very cheaply. Initially, the figure of 11 million was raised, and then 26 million. But they now calculated everything. They're saying, no, look, it cost us about 100 million rand. So now when they look to the next satellite, which they want to launch in a few years' time, of course, the budget is going to be much higher. They're now talking about 400 million rand for the next one. So we can see a big step up in this. They claim that, they had 1,000 or so images from the previous one that were usable. Mm-hmm. And, so they gave the images of the floods in Namibia, et cetera, and the tsunami in Japan. So there was this Earth observation imaging that we benefited from. And it said, so it's not all a lost situation. But still, I think that the transparency around how much these things cost will have to be far greater in future.
Gee. All right, then. Martin Krumer is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back with us again at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thank you very much.
Great pleasure, Kalani.